Let's begin as follows. If someone's able to record from their phone also, that would be much appreciated if you are, if you're able to. Not everyone at once, but if someone is aside from Rafi, who's up in camp, and it's somewhat, you know, spotty anyway, I'd really appreciate that. But let's get going. So we're speaking today about Geiros, and in particular, the carbon that is brought by a convert. Now, many of us probably instinctively assume correctly, well, I've never heard about that before, and I have heard of converts before, and nowadays we have no Beis HaMikdash, so what exactly is going on here? So that'll be part of the shiur itself. What we're going to try to do is today really two things. One is some basic background information, both about Geiros as a whole, and in particular, Geiros of the carbon that's brought. Then we'll have some lumdas, the nature of this carbon, what the goal or function of this carbon happens to be. Let's begin as follows. When you look in the Gemaras and Meseches Yevamos and Memvav, some of the main sort of mikoros that speak about Geiros, so in general, we assume that there are three main things you need in order to convert. There are discussions in Achronim, but in general, we assume three main things. You require Mila. If you're a man, you require Bris Mila. You require Tevila. That's if you're male or female, Tevila in a mikvah. And you also require kabbalas ol mitzvos, an acceptance of mitzvos. We are modi in lo. We tell him mitzvos kalos v'chamuros, a bit of a survey of different mitzvos. He accepts upon himself the potential ger, those things. Mila, tevila, kabbalas ol mitzvos is a little bit different. Now, one of the questions you have in general about mila, the source for a lot of this is the Gemara in Krisos on Daf Tes. It's also quoted in Rambam and Hilchos Yisurei Bia, which is that we learn a lot of these halachas from Maimad Har Sinai. At Maimad Har Sinai, there is Mila. At Maimad Har Sinai, there is a Tevila. And Maimad Har Sinai was, in a certain sense, the time in which we became Geirim. That before that time, we were not fully Jewish. The exact status of the Avos before Matan Torah is a long discussion. The Mishnah Lamelech and the Sefer called Parshas Drachim has a long discussion about it. But in general, we assume we were not at least fully Jewish, and there was a kind of Geiros which took place at Maimon Har Sinai. So we assume the kinds of things, that's where a lot of the Geiros halachas are, because they can't, if they're non-Jews, they can't be with Jews in their love of a Kal issue. It's a very fair question. So we learned it from Maimon Har Sinai. That is the original sort of a mucker for those things. In general, I give this background information both because it's important to know from a general lumdus perspective, but also because it'll foreshadow some of our discussion a bit about carbonos. There are questions as to what is the relative role of each of these things. Kabbalas ol mitzvos, mila, and tevila. Is one more fundamental? Is one less fundamental? The muscle that I always give for this is that when you get your license in Israel, at least in the old days, there's like 11 steps to getting your license. Some of the steps are they're all necessary, but some are more fundamental, like your driving test, your road test is more fundamental. Some of it, going to like four different post offices to get them different people to sign it, is not as like fundamental towards getting your license. It's like a technical requirement. So part of the question is, in regards to Geiros, are they all equal? They're all really fundamental. Are some of them a little bit less fundamental? That may relate to, like, as an example, we assume Mila should be done before the Tevila. Discussion in the Ramban, other Rishonim, what if you do it in the opposite order? You know, would that be a problem? How much is Mila, like, primary? How much is Kabbalas ol mitzvos more primary? Different discussions as far as the role or all three of these components created equal, or are they not created equal? That's all a little bit of background as far as Geiros in general. And a Geir nowadays that does those three things, we do require, it's a Gemara and Kiddush on Mekor Rashid also, we do require at least some of these stages to be done, maybe all in front of a Beis Din. But if these things are done, and Beis Din sees whatever it is that Beis Din has to see, so you are considered to be a full Ger. You're considered to be a full convert. And again, we derive a lot of these halachas from Maimed Har Sinai. Some of us may know that there's even a halacha found in the Gemara in Meseches Yevamos, Ger shenizgayer kekatan shenola dami, that a ger that is born, the ger that converts, it's like he's a katan. Now, that doesn't actually mean we assume he is like 0 days old. Like 99.99% of Achronim don't think that 13 years from now we make a bar mitzvah for the ger, because he's kachadon shenol adam. It's not what we assume. We know he's an adult. It means that it breaks a lot of the familial relationships. The Chasam Sofer points out in Avodah Zarah, we don't know what the source of that is. Like, how do we know that's true, that a ger and his gayer can cut and shenola dami? So the Meshech Chachma points out in Parshas Ve'eschanan, I believe, this is all again the Maimon Har Sinai Torahs of Yisro and Ve'eschanan, that the place that we find it is in Maimon Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai. Men, I'll say it very quickly, if you get it, great, if not, don't worry about it. Men needed to separate from their wives prior to Maimon Har Sinai. We wanted to make sure we'd be in a position of Tahara. Those are Gemaras and Shabbos around Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes. After Maimon Har Sinai, so they were told, Shuvu Polo Aleichem, go back to your wives, go back to your wives. How could they all go back to their wives? Wonders the Meshech Chachma. Some of them were married to relatives, and once Maimon Har Sinai kicked in, so they were no longer allowed to be with their relatives. How could they go back and marry them? How could we say, Shuvu Polo Aleichem, all of you can go back to your wives? Says the Meshech Chachma, because Gerish is Gar Katan Shinola Dami. That there was a break, in a certain sense, to familial relationships, and that's why, even if it was a relationship that would have been prohibited after Maimon Har Sinai, when they come back, so then it would all be okay. So, obvious question. I'll just point out as follows, very briefly. It's not really our topic. It's really not so clear when we do and don't say Gerish and Isgayer, and just how sweeping it is. Machlokas in the Gemara, if you had children, when you're a ger and you convert, are you still yotzei pru revu or not? Like, how much there's no break, there is some sort of a break, its implications, you know, it's all, at least for Meshech Chachma, it seems like he assumes that in marriage you would totally be okay. That's all general background to gerus. However, comes along the Gemara in Krisos. It's a Mishnah on Daf Ches. Gemara there, Gemara and Daf Tes in Krisos. And the Gemara tells us, you know, there was something else at Maimon Har Sinai. If you look at the Gemara, the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, we are told that there were also olos, there were karbanos that were offered, and hartzas, hadam, and zrikas that were done at Maimon Har Sinai. So we assume, therefore, that for real karbanos, for real geiros, you also require a carbon to be offered. Let's look for a second. That's what you have, a summary of some of these halachas. We have here the Rambam, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, and Perek Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, B'shloshet dvarim nichlesu Yisrael abris, mila, tvila, and carbon. Kabbalos on mitzvos is probably, for the Rambam, the standard pshat. Is not a separate, it's more what, like, animates and impacts all three of those things. It's not a separate action in that sense. But the Rambam says that you need those three things. They're all found. Milo is in Mitzrayim. Tevilo is Kodem Matan Torah. Carbon also is Kodem Matan Torah. V'chein ledorot, it's really what you require. When you want to convert, you have to do, bring a carbon. What kind of carbon do I have to bring? Says the Rambam there in Yud Gimel Hey, it's from the Gemaras in Meseches Krisos, either an olas behema, a carbon ola of an animal, gets entirely offered to Hashem, or you can bring two torim o shnei b'nei yona. You have the choice of what you want to bring, but they're all going to be olas. So either one animal or like two birds, but they're all carbon olas that you are going to offer. If, however, bizman hazeh, the Gemara is clear, bizman hazeh, when you can't bring a carbon, so then it's clear that you're able to fully convert even without a carbon. Carbon you have to bring when it's pre, but otherwise not. But then we'll get to your point about in a minute, which is going to be really important in the Meshech Chachma that relates to it. It's a very, by the minute, I mean at the way end of Shir. I'm not sure why I said a minute, but it's a very fair ha'ara. So that's what we have. Discussion, if you look in Rambam, but in the Gemara and the Rishonim, what is going to happen when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? Discussion in Tosfos. Are the Gerim that converted now going to have to then come and bring Karbanos? Are they not going to have to? What's going to happen? That's not so much for now. So what we just learned is that the Ger brings a Karban Ola. There's a degree of flexibility in Ola, Behema, maybe in Olas of Oaths, to Ovs if he wants, and that's necessary for him to become a convert, along with Mila Tvila and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. Some of the Achorim point out that Rambam, I believe, in Ma'aseh Karbanos, makes it sound like the carbon may actually be an Ola plus a Shlamim. And some of the Achorim makes me think of Shach and Aviezri, maybe, that if you would bring an Ola and a Shlamim for this purpose, they would both acquire the status of carbon for a Ger. We don't really need a Shlamim, but there's some flexibility in the exact kind of carbon that you offer. It does not appear, I think some of the Achorim point out, that it's based on your wealth. It's not like the carbon Ola V'Yore. It's more like you could choose. You want to bring the Behema, you want to bring the Tubur, whatever you want to do is okay, at least for some of the Achronim. That is background information to the carbon that you bring when you become a Ger. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, I believe in Yoredeya, when Shulchan Aruch speaks about Hilchos Gerus, so you don't really find discussions about Karbanos because Bizman Hazeh, Shulchan Aruch speaks about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we don't offer Karbanos, we don't have a Mikdash, but that as a whole is one of the important halachas. A Ger brings a Karban. His general background. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Now we get to a very intriguing question, which is, what role, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, what role does bringing the carbon actually play? There are a couple possibilities. Let's say that you are Mekabel all mitzvos. I'm going to be a frum Jew. I want to do everything. I want to keep all mitzvos. You got a bris milah. You went into the mikvah. You didn't bring your karban. What are you now? What are you now? Normally, we assume if you get a bris milah but don't go to a mikvah, if you did milah and tvilah but you weren't mikabel Torah mitzvos, the standard psak is you're still a non-Jew entirely. You're a non-Jew entirely. What does it mean, though, if I did everything except for bringing a karban? Everything except for bringing a karban. And here there are three potential shitos. You could argue that you're not a Jew at all. Maybe you're not a Jew at all. It's me'akev the gerus kiman entirely. You could argue that you are a partial Jew. For some halachas, you're a Jew. For some halachas, you're not a Jew. That would be a very sort of wild idea. I thought Judaism is like you either are or you aren't. Partial Jew would be fascinating. And you'd have to figure out, Le'inyan, what is he a Jew? Le'inyan, what is he not a Jew? Which is also interesting. The third mahalach would be maybe he's sort of like a full Jew. Just he has a chiyav, a mitzvah to bring a particular karban. But maybe the karban's not really like me'akev the geirus the same way. We got to figure out a little bit, like, what kind of carbon is this? What is the status without the carbon? And what is really sort of happening? What's really happening? That's a big discussion. It relates to what may be a machlokes tanaim in Krisus and Daf Ches. It relates to Rishonim in Krisus a bit. It relates to Rishonim in Yevamos. What we're going to do, I was debating a little bit how to set this up. I'll be full disclosure. If it were an Ian Shear, we would break it down based on the Machlokas Tanaim, only because I guess we're learning things by Ian, but I don't think people have seen the Mekoros as much in advance, so we're not going to, I think that would just be more confusing than anything else. So we're going to try to say out, I think, three sort of issues or three places where there are Machloksim, either in Tanaim or Rishonim, in terms of what can you and can't you do if you're Mekabel Torah Mitzvos. You did a mila and a tvila, or for a woman, just a tvila and kabbalah mitzvos, and you didn't offer the karban. What can you do and what can't you do? The first issue is going to be as follows. Are you allowed to eat kudshim? Are you allowed to eat kudshim? Is that permitted or not permitted? So, there is something called, this may even be tomorrow shir, called mechusrei kapara. There are certain people, four kinds of people, maybe more, we'll see this tomorrow, I guess, maybe, in Krisus and Daf Ches, there are people that are not allowed to bring karbanos. They're fully, or at least they seem to be tahor, they're all good to go, but they have to bring kaparos to be allowed to eat kudshim. So a yoledes, until she brings her karbanos, is not allowed to eat kudshim. One daya in the Mishnah there is that a ger is in that category also. A ger is in the category of people that if he doesn't bring his karban, he's not allowed to eat kachim. That is the sheet, I believe, of Elazar ben Yaakov. He's not allowed to eat kachim. What does Tana Kama hold? What does Tana Kama hold? So that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. According to Rashi and the Rambam in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, Tana Kama agrees that you are not allowed to eat kachim if you did not bring your karban. And if you look in the Rambam in Mechusrei Kapara, the Rambam says, because you're not a full convert yet. You're not a full convert yet. So you can't eat kachim. You're not a full convert. Look at the way he says it. Says the Rambam as follows. We'll go down a little bit. Afalpishu asar lecho bekachim. He's not allowed to eat kachim. Let's get the next line. Shekarbano akvo lihios ger gamor. Lihios kichol kishrei or kshari Yisrael. The Rambam tells us something fascinating, which is, this ger, why can't he eat kachim? Because he's not a full Jew yet. You've got to be a full Jew to eat kachim. He's a ger, he's a partial convert, but he's not a ger gummer. He's not like the kosher members of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he can't eat kachim. So according to the Rambam, the breaking of the karban completes your gerus. It allows you to eat kachim. But it's not a full kind of a karba. Interestingly, the Meshechachma in Bamidbar, Perek Tesvav Pasuk Yugimel, the Meshechachma is Mechadesh for the Rambam. This relates to yesterday's year, that because you're not a full Jew yet, and you can't eat kachim, the karban you bring is like the karban of a non-Jew. So if you would voluntarily offer a different ola, not for your geiris. You just offer an ola. You've done mila tvila kabbalos mitzvos. It's like the ola of a non-Jew, which, says Meshechachma, would not have nisachim brought with it. Because le'inyan kachim, these karbanos, you're like a non-Jew, even though for other halachas, you're actually like a Jew. So what we have is as follows. According to the Rambam Mechutzrei Kapara, everyone agrees, if you didn't bring this karban, you're not, the Rambam paskins this, you're not a full Jew, but you are a partial Jew. You're not a full Jew in that you're not allowed to eat kachim. And this karban completes your transition to now being able to eat kachim. The Meshechachma is mechadish, the karban that you offer, any karban you offer, is like the karban of a non-Jew. So it won't have nesachim like the karban of a non-Jew. The tzitz won't be meratzah, that's not for now, like the karban of a non-Jew. So says the Meshechachma. However, if you look at the Rambam in Perish HaMishnah, increase us. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, they understand that according to Tana Kama, you could even eat other kachim before you brought this karban. If you did kabbalos mitzvos, and you did mila, and you did tevila, that you would be allowed to eat kachim even though you did not yet bring the karban. Why would that be? So I believe that some achronim suggest it's because of the following reason. You are a full Jew after you do mila, tevila, kapalos, mitzvos. The karban is a separate chiyah that you have to bring. It's a separate obligation. You have to bring a karban when you convert. But it's not me'akev your geirus. It does not stop you from being a full Jew. So the first issue we looked at was, can you eat kachim? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no. According to the Rambam Hilchos Mechutzrei Kapara, everyone agrees no. And everyone, it sounds like, this karban prevents you from being a full Jew. You're only a partial Jew. You're like a Jew, but not le'inyan kachim. That's maybe a higher level. You haven't transitioned there. And therefore, your karban's like a non-Jewish karban until you go all the way. However, for some others, for the Rambam Perish HaMishnah, he thinks, the Rambam Perish HaMishnah, the way he paskins there, it sounds like, you actually could even eat kachim, and maybe the karban's just a separate kind of an obligation incumbent upon you. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. What about the following? Are you allowed to get married to another Jew? Is it called intermarriage? Intermarriage is not binding la'alacha. Is it called intermarriage? Or are you allowed to marry a Jew? What's your status exactly? So this is a really interesting question. Obviously, sometimes there are stiras between Rambam Peirush HaMishnah and Rambam Mishnah Torah. He wrote them when he was younger, and therefore it's Peirush HaMishnah when he was younger. Sometimes there are stiras. If you can resolve them, it's great, but we're not bothered that much by stiras, I believe, between Rambam and Peirush HaMishnah and Rambam and Mishnah Torah. I believe that is the general perspective. Some go really extreme. You know, this is like the old Torah, like, can you explain a Rambam and Mishnah Torah differently than how the Rambam himself explains his Mishnah Torah in Shuvas? Like, is my pshat in Rambam better than the Rambam's pshat in Rambam? You know, it's one of these, like, interesting things. That's not for now, but it's one of these interesting questions for another time. Can he get married to someone else or not? So here you find something interesting. Different shitas in some of the Rishonim. It happens to be a machlokes achronim within the Rambam himself. On the one hand, if you look in Rambam, the Rambam never writes that he can't marry a Jew. Sounds like he's allowed, he is mutter, what's called lavo bikahal. He's allowed to marry a Jew if they have children, it's all good, everything is smooth. That's how Rav Salvechik understood Rambam, both, I believe, in his Shiurim and Krisus, as well as in the Rishimos Shiurim and Yevamos. That's how I believe that Sathas Paneach, the Evan HaEzel, understood the Rambam. He could get married, meaning it's like he's a full Jew, just Le'inyan, eating Kachem, he's not fully there yet. If you look in the Avni Nezer, the Avni Nezer has two, Shin Mem Gimel and Shin Mem Dalet, in Yoredeya, two important Shuvas. He understands differently in Rambam. The simple pshat of the Gemara in Krisus may be, you can't marry a Jew yet until you bring the Karban. So he understands the Rambam holds that you are a Jew, but you're not allowed yet to marry another Jew, and you're not allowed to eat kachem. This is also interesting, because if we're speaking about sort of tiers of being Jewish or not, not just you are or aren't Jewish, so we have at least two ways you could distinguish. I'm a Jew, but not for like mikdas and kachim. That makes sense in a certain sense also, like a higher level of kedusha. Maybe you're not fully there yet. And as far as marriage also, this is a longer Torah, and there's other indications like this in other contexts, not for now, where people could be Jewish, but le'inyan ishus or kedushin, that may also be a higher level of kedusha. The name kedushin gives it away. Kiddushin, the Gemara Kiddushin, Asur La Kuli Alma Kehektish, the connections there. So it's not coincidental that even if a person is Jewish, there may be these two areas, eating kachem, or the carbon of a nachri for the Meshachachma, and in the second Mahalach, as far as, are they mutter lavo bikahal, what exactly the din is. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. There is a third context where things come up in a way which is interesting, I believe. And that is the following. If a woman has bia, I believe the way it goes, I'm sorry if I messed up. If a woman has bia with a non-Jew, so that woman is usher to be with a Kohen. That woman's usher to be with a Kohen. I'll confirm this by reading the halacha, so I'm almost ending up my notes in advance. I apologize for that. But that person's considered to be a zonas. Ishto had bia with a non-Jew. That person's considered to be pasul kahuna. What if this guy has bia? Is he like a non-Jew or not? So for most Rishonim, the simple pshat is not. You really are a Jew. And even if you'd have bia with her, you're not passing her to kahuna. The Shita Mekubetzes, however, increases in Hashmatos, in the back, understands that you would be passeling her also. You'd be passeling her also. So a third context. Rav Salvechik, at least quoted in the Rishimo Shiurim, understands that in fact everyone agrees, all Rishonim agree, that before the Karban you're a partial Jew, after the Karban you're a full Jew. The only question is really going to be within different Rishonim, where do you draw the line? When we say that you are a partial Jew, so a partial Jew, but I just can't eat kachim. I'm a partial Jew and I can't eat kachim and I can't marry someone. I'm a partial Jew and I can't eat kachim, can't marry someone. And the Bia will passel her to Kahuna. Those are all sort of like different stages along the way of how you're going to, of how you're going to say it out. But it really does sort of move you. What we point out is there may be a little bit of a different Mahalach. According to the Rambam and Peirush HaMishnah, who learns Pshat and Tanakama, that you could even eat kachim. So some, I think, suggest maybe you are, like, at least really sort of there as far as being a Jew. It's just you have a chiyuv incumbent upon yourself to, like, bring a karban. Maybe, to see if it's so easy to read the Gemara like that for Tanakama. But that's at least, you know, one way of going. We've seen thus far, Geirah, a lot of it's modeled after Maimon Har Sinai. We saw that you bring a karban, not bizman hazad. The karban is an olav, a behema, or ophos. We saw maybe even a shlamim can sort of integrate there a little bit. We then saw that different discussions, it seems like you are at least a partial Jew, for the majority of Rishonim, it looks like, before you bring this karban. The question is, where do you draw the line? I would point out this is intriguing not only for the narrow question of the karban of a ger, it's intriguing for a broader question about, you know, Yisrael, obviously, are you always locked into being a Jew? Are there like partial categories? Which is a fascinating topic, not for now, but maybe for one day, about whether you can lose it, like a mumar, l'chalal Shabbos, is dino ka'akum, what does that mean? And when can you lose elements or have partial Jews? Can you be a full Jew and lose an element? Can you be a partial Jew as you transition to being a Jew? We, generally speaking, assume either you are or you aren't, but there are some of these like interesting exceptions which at least get you to think a little bit. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. There is just, I want to end a little bit. I don't even know what time it is. But we'll speak for a little bit about something that is, I believe, really fascinating. That's as following. I'm going to begin by, we'll quote a Meshech Chachma. And then based on that, I want to try to at least make a suggestion, which you can definitely take or leave. I think I saw elements of it in the Sefer called Gevuras Yitzchak. It's like Saratskin in Parshas Shlach, very chashuv and very big Talmid Chacham. Let me begin in the following way. Some of us may remember a Rashi on Chumash, Binyamin connected before, which was Rashi had a Hava Amina from Chazal, that every ger, aside from Mila and Tvila, should also have to bring a Karban Pesach. That Karban Pesach is a carbon which binds us to Klal Yisrael. The Rashi had a Hava Amina, that every ger should also have to bring a carbon Pesach. That's what Rashi writes. So Rashi writes. Okay. Says Meshech Chachma the following Chiddush. We reject that. Not every ger needs to bring a carbon Pesach. But says the Meshech Chachma, but I'll tell you a Chiddush. If a ger would bring a carbon Pesach, he would be putter from bringing the carbon hager. Because what is the function of the carbon hager? Part of it is to bind him to Klal Yisrael. Part of it is to help him enter into the Jewish people. And a carbon Pesach can do that also. So says the Sefer Chachma, I think Binyamin was sort of intuitive this, that maybe the carbon of the ger can accomplish that also. So that's the Meshech Chachma's Chiddush. If you're into some other kind of Torah, the Or Gedaliah, or Gedaliah Shor, in Parshas Tzav, has a Mahalach where it connects this Meshech Chachma, but that's the Meshech Chachma. That Karban Pesach can do it. That Karban Pesach can do it also. It has the ability to bring him in. I want to add, which I think is an additional suggestion, which you can take. The word is that Karban Pesach counts as a carbon of the ger also. Karban Pesach counts as a carbon of a ger. But you don't, a ger is a nidrin Karban Pesach, but if you would convert around Pesach time, and you didn't bring your ger carbon yet, and you brought a Karban Pesach, you are a full Jew. You're a full Jew. Says the Mesech Chachma, because the purpose of a Karban Pesach, it highlights themes of emunah, themes of connecting to Klal Yisrael, and that's what a carbon of a ger is there to do, is there to do also, is there to do also. Okay. Give me like 1 second, I just want to find something. There is something fascinating, and we'll try to say out a little bit of a yesod here, which you can definitely take or leave, but I think it's interesting. If you look at this carbon, you find something fascinating, which is typically, we don't give this kind of flexibility for what kind of carbon you can bring. You put the shitas together, so you can bring an olav, a behema, or you can bring two ophos. The only time we find that is like carbon olav yored, where if you're too poor to bring one, you can bring the bottom one. Here it seems like you have the choice of doing so. In the Rambam, in Maisa Karbanos, Chosei Kapara, you have different indications. It sounds like for some, if you wanted to bring a shlamim also, that could like count as your carbon ger also. Like, you have to bring an olav and carbon shlamim, that counts also. Meshech Chachma says, you could also just fill it in with the carbon Pesach, with the carbon Pesach. We don't find this phenomenon. We've been learning Karbanos for a bit of time already. I think almost at a month. We don't find this phenomenon so frequently that you could just bring whatever kind of carbon you want. So I believe there were Yitzchak that in the Gevurot Yitzchak, in Parsha Shlach, he has a Mahalach. I think it's very compelling. It's very compelling, which is the following. If you look at the Limud in the Gemara in Krisus, on Daf Tes, the Gemara says, just like in Maim and Har Sinai, they had Mila, a ger needs Mila. Just like we all converted Maim and Har Sinai, we had a Tvila, you need a Tvila. What is it called, the carbon? Hartza Azdam. Just like there was Hartza Azdam at Maim and Har Sinai, there's also a need for Hartza Azdam at whenever you convert. What is Hartza Azdam? Hartza Azdam is Zrikas Dam, the a Zrika of Dam. It doesn't say in the Gemara, there's a chiyuv per se of like a carbon, the way you classically have a chiyuv of a carbon. It sounds, again, I don't know how much, I don't think it connects it to the Rambam, Mech Shlamim, or the Mech Chachma, but I think Rav Yitzchak makes the suggestion, again, we're extending it, that maybe when it comes to a ger, we actually care, in a certain sense, less about the carbon. Mashal l'mahadavar domeh, if you remember the Shalmei Simcha, that Rashi understood in Meseches Chagiga, that when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, you have to have meat to eat, basar of kachim to eat. And Rashi said, the Shalmei Simcha, you don't really need the Shalmei Simcha. It's just if you don't have basar kachim, otherwise, there's no chiyuv to bring the karban. It's about getting the basar for you to be able to eat. So maybe one could suggest that you have a similar phenomenon here. It's not per se a din in like this animal's carbon. Like you need the olas behema. Ah, cool. Also. We're a little bit more flexible with the carbon, a little bit more flexible, because the primary thing we need you to do is to bring a carbon which affords us the possibility of hartzas dam. The zrika is what really matters. And it's a carbon you're offering to get the zrika. And that's maybe why we're somewhat more flexible, within reason. It's not you can just take anyone's Zrika and do it. It has to be a certain category. At least we're more flexible because we're less focused on the particular carbon. We are more focused on, you know, sort of the Zrika. So you could add in, potentially, the carbon shlamim if you are so inclined. You could add in, if you want, you know, the olas of or the behema. You want to go with the carbon Pesach, so maybe that would be good. So again, it's somewhat more... or limited, somewhat more limited. Okay, I don't know, according to the halach, why not with an Ashman Chattas. I would say potentially because the Ashman Chattas actually have maybe a different Zrika because they're more for Kapara, and this is not for now. Maybe the Zrikas of the Ashman Chattas are a little bit different, even though it looks a little bit more like the Olav, it's not for now. Certainly the Zrikas of Shlamim is a little bit different. Zrika of the Karban Pesach might be a little bit different. Those are not Kapara based, and maybe it's a different kind of Zrika. something along those lines. I think there are people that make suggestions like that, which may be, their blood is needed for kapara. This blood is needed, for something else, and that's why it's easier to bring for that. That's what I would suggest. You can certainly take it or leave it. But what we saw today was the following. We saw some interesting Torah, I believe, about the karban that a ger offers. We saw that nowadays we don't require it. Discussion what will happen. But until it does, less practical for now. We saw that a question as to what it does. Sounds like you're a partial Jew ahead of time. But questions like, so can I get kachin, love of bekahal, passing the issue for kahuna, and things like that. And we saw that there may be some flexibility for the kind of carbon that you offer, because maybe this carbon is a little bit more focused on trying to get hartzah sadam, trying to help us get to a point of being able to do a zrika, and the carbon itself gets downplayed a little bit. That would be a suggestion. Again, I think we took as part of it. We definitely extended it a bit. You could take that or leave it. By that I mean that, it's mostly been around for about, 2 hours. So I don't know. I can't say that a deep thought went into it, but certainly is what was on my mind, and hopefully it works a little bit. But some interesting Torah, Maimon Har Sinai, Yisro, Veschanan, whatever it is, time, and it's some good Torah, I think.